George Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's Flax.
Boom. Totally just happened.
It's a long weekend.
Did you feel the earth move?
Tremors for days.
That's a 10 out of 10 on the Richter scale.
Most people just knocking off work now, just got in their car, put on Cliff Central, relaxed at Flaxin.
Yeah, some people listening to the podcast.
That makes sense. Relaxing Flaxin.
Doesn't matter, bro.
Something like that.
If you believe it, everyone else will.
You go with the flow.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
It was cool. We had creative with a K.
That was so dope. That was dope with a K.
Which was cool. We had an evening with different speakers speaking about creativity, and we did it in the docks. That was cool. Obviously, I had my ear issue, but outside of that, at least that's sorted. Yeah, outside of that, it was a goodish week. Yourself?
Good week. Been to gym nearly every single day this week.
That's good. What are you doing at gym?
Mainly running. I just want to build up my fitness before I start working on my strength.
Nice.
Because I think it's stupid to do fitness and strength at the same time. Yeah. Work on one, then work on the other. Because if you fit, it means when you're doing the weights, you'll go for longer, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, bro. In fact, cardio is really good for sex as well. In fact, it's way better for sex than what...
Really?
Weightlifting would be.
Do you read this as a fact?
No, it's a fact. It's literally a fact.
A fact I read is when you cook food for yourself, it doesn't taste as nice as when someone else cooks for you, because when you're cooking it yourself, you have higher expectations of what it should taste like. And when you actually taste it, it doesn't live up to the expectations.
Hence why I never cook for myself.
Yeah, things taste much better at my friends' houses. Or even like when someone buys me food, it tastes much nicer than if I buy the exact same food for myself.
I find it also tastes nicer if you don't have to wash the dish that it's on.
And when it's free.
Boom.
Nothing tastes nicer than free food.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got to get into today's edition of Relax, It's Flax. You're dropping some big bombs here. Where do we even begin?
I wanted to cover this dude, Steven Spielberg, who's just raking in the cash. I don't even know what this company is. It's called Comcast, but they agreed to buy DreamWorks Animation. And they paid $3.8 billion for it. And in one day, Steven Spielberg, who had 5% stake in DreamWorks, made $187 million in cash.
Wow.
Who the hell makes $178 million in a day?
It's just wild.
That is wilding out. As Lil Wayne says, what's he say? Wilding out, then we riding out, then you hiding out.
Crazy, bro. I like how you're dropping that hip hop as well.
Yes, because I'm into Lil Wayne these days.
Yeah,
I forgot about those sirens.
Yeah.
Those sirens they take things to the next level.
They really, really do.
Yes, love that shit.
Boom, Steven Spielberg raking it in.
You pretty big on Snapchat nowadays, eh?
You know what? Sometimes I like to Snapchat. I do it like once a week.
Why?
Because I've got to get in like a zone. I'll take like an hour and then like Snapchat.
Like post-show stuff.
Like when I'm hanging out waiting for everyone to wrap up at the office. I've decided I don't Snapchat like everything.
Why?
Because I feel like... I don't know. I don't want to...
Do you feel it's invasive?
Yeah. Some stuff is like still... Like I would never Snapchat like my bedroom. I don't know. Just because I feel like I'm pretty conscious at the moment about how much you give of yourself on social media. Not that
I mean, some things people feel should be more private than other things.
Also, I feel like the place that I give most of myself is these 2 hours in the afternoon.
Mm.
So this is the most intimate space. So I'm not going to make another space the most intimate space. This is the most intimate space.
Some people Snapchat some weird things.
Bro, people
I enjoy your Snapchats where you make those funny sounds with those funny
voices,
faces.
Yeah, that's fun. People go like balls to the wall on Snapchat. I do watch Snapchat though once a day, like at night. Before I go to sleep, I'll
skim
through.
Who's your top two Snapchatters?
I dig on Snapchat. I'm going through my Snapchat right now. I like, who is it that I dig? I don't actually know. I really dig. Your Snapchats are cool sometimes. They are very cool.
Sometimes.
No, they're cool all the time. You don't Snapchat a lot either.
I go through phases. Like some day I'll Snapchat my entire day. And some days I'm just like not feeling it.
I like, Jason Kennedy from E! News. He does some cool stuff. JR does some cool stuff.
JR.
Yeah, the
showed him.
JR, yeah, showed him. Make the circle bigger.
Oh my god, he's
Then there's like a oak called Joey Essex out of the UK. He's
Jake's mate.
No, that's Andy Jordan from Made in Chelsea. Then there's who else is? I'm looking through my Snapchat right now. I do watch Kim Kardashian snaps. Kate Hudson's pretty funny on Snapchat.
Do you watch Casper Nyovest? I dig his tweets. Oh my god.
I don't know. Sometimes just I find him a little too self-indulgent.
Globetrotting at
you
the
know
moment.
Who's really cool is Ricky Rick. Because the other day Ricky Rick was Snapchatting. He gave his kid like about 20 grand in cash, and then the two of them were talking to each other, pretending the money was phones.
Really?
Yeah.
How old's his kid?
Like a four-year-old.
Oh my god, that's not something.
Prince Castillo has some cool snaps.
Yeah, he has a dope Snapchat account.
Because
he's always Snapchatting with these boys, like AKA and
exactly
Deleuze.
It depends. Sometimes it's nice to just see how self-indulgent people are on Snapchat as well.
Do you follow Usher?
No.
Okay, so yesterday...
But I saw what happened, yeah.
Yes, it's how hectic. So yesterday on Snapchat, Usher put up a nude Snapchat, but he covered his penis with an emoji. But he obviously didn't check that the emoji covered his full penis and the tip of his penis was showing. And he uploaded it for the world to see his tip of the penis.
Let me tell you, he knew exactly what he was doing.
I don't think so.
He absolutely did. Because right. I follow him on Instagram, and I think that he was promoting the fact that he's now on Snapchat. Let me just double check here. So he
first
put
of all,
out
he's way too skinny. Like, he's not, like, a well-built man. He's so skinny.
So anyway, 21 hours ago, he put out his Snapchat username on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a publicity stunt to gain Snapchat followers. Usher is a smart man who's been in the showbiz industry for a very long time. He knows this is going to make headlines. He knows that he needs to do something to get talkability because he doesn't naturally have it anymore. So I think that he was pretty calculated in putting up a dick pic.
Would you ever do it?
I'm not that desperate for followers, no. And I mean, it's also, if you do that, it implies that you think that people are interested in seeing your penis.
There's this little, Snapchat trend going around. So what you do is you send your friends who are guys Snapchat, like a private Snapchat, and then you quickly go message them on like WhatsApp or WeChat saying, bro, don't open that photo, accidentally sent you a dick pic. Huh. And then you see which friends open it to see your dick.
Wow. That's funny.
Or like who try screenshotters and stuff.
Would you post a nude Snapchat? If you knew you were going to get 15,000 Snapchat followers, would you post your penis on Snapchat?
Nah, that's way too private.
Yeah, it's a little hectic.
I do like, I'd cover my penis. Like, I'd post, I'd put a photo of my bum. I got a cute bum. I'd put that up.
Okay, there you go.
But
now you know.
There's no ways I'd put a dick pic on any social media.
He totally knew what he was doing. He absolutely did.
I feel like every celebrity is trying to compete with the game. Do you remember when he put up that Instagram where he had like an anaconda in his pants?
Yeah. I don't know. They're so desperate for attention, these people.
I saw he even got like an underwear deal from that.
I'm sure he did. But people are very just desperate for attention. All these celebrities are desperate for attention.
But they crave it because once they get to a level that they can't level more, they have to do something extreme. Like,
to shock.
That's what I feel like Caitlyn Jenner did. Like, Bruce Jenner just, he plateaued and then he was like, fuck, how do I get more attention and shit? Let me become a woman.
I mean, it's
I mean, that's just my feelings.
That's one theory. Jono is shaking his head as fast as he can possibly shake it. He's going to come in and explain his opinion in a second. It's Jono's penultimate episode.
Jono always disagrees with me.
Relax, it's flax. So Jono's going to come in and explain why he thinks that's wrong. While he makes his way through to the studio, tell me about Beyonce's concert.
I need to tell you more about Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
Okay, so I'm watching Kylie Jenner's Snapchat lately. Honestly, I'm tired of seeing Kendall Jenner's boobs. That's, like, once a week I'm seeing Kendall Jenner's boobs. Her nipple piercing, legit, she wears...
You're watching Kylie and you're seeing Kendall.
Kendall's boobs.
Okay.
So Kylie keeps zooming in on Kendall's see-through shirts, like legit see-through bra or something. Hmm. And you see the nipple and you see the nipple ring. So we basically just see Kendall Jenner... nearly completely naked.
I unfollowed Kylie months ago. I couldn't. It was too self-indulgent.
Listen, Kendall Jenner's attractive, so I don't mind watching it.
But I follow Kendall Jenner on Snapchat.
No, she's not going to Instagram her own boobs. I mean, Snapchat her own boobs.
What has she been Snapchatting? Because she Snapchatted some...
They're Snapchatting at the moment, so all the Kardashians, all the main celebrities are at Gigi Hadid's birthday party at the moment.
Ah.
That's probably... Taylor Swift's also probably there. That's why she has the photo with Gigi and has the photo with Rihanna and snapping. Stuff.
She's been snapping driving. Then Gigi's birthday, like you said.
Gigi's birthday must be epic, eh?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay, that's, yeah, they're at Gigi's birthday.
Gigi Hadid. There is so many celebrities at Gigi Hadid's birthday.
Okay, I've got to retweet you as well. You put out a tweet that you're going to be doing Relax, It's Flax. Okay, cool.
So get that Friday that. Feeling.
Now let's cross to Jonathan Sinclair for his take on Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes, it is very ignorant to think that she did that for attention.
Well, that's just one part of why I think she did it. There's many other reasons. I do believe she is feeling a bit different inside, and maybe she feels she is a woman, but I do believe one part is also to gain more attention. Why do you feel like she did it?
You see, I don't know right now if I dignify that with a response.
Yo.
Yeah, no, Flex, I think you heard your own argument there, and then in the middle of it, you realized what you were saying.
Same reason why I think Kendall Jenner's now starting to wear see-through shirts for more attention.
Yeah, okay, of course, that's for attention.
But all these celebrities just doing weird and wacky things for more attention. They drive on attention. That's what pushes them.
For Caitlyn to be able to qualify to undergo a sex change, she would have had to be in years of therapy.
Listen, I don't have anything wrong with what Caitlyn did. I think one part of it was attention-seeking.
No.
She can do what she wants, and she's entitled to be who she wants as well, but attention was a factor of a bigger picture.
You don't think perhaps she just was a woman on the inside and became a woman, and she just got attention?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that's not one of the reasons, but I'm saying one of the reasons of the pieces of the pie is attention as well.
Look, the way she did it was kind of quite attention-seeking with the Vanity Fair cover and the reality TV
show. But it took years to build up to that.
Exactly. And I think she did it because she wanted to help other people as well.
But I think she is helping. She's
after the years
good.
Of rumors, I think eventually she had to come out and say, this is what I'm doing. But I don't think
there'll always be different opinions on it.
But I don't think anyone will undergo a sex change for attention.
Bro,
like, that is,
you just never know what people are capable of doing in this world.
Yeah, I'm kind of with John on this one, but I do hear what you're saying, Flax. And that there concludes our discussion on Caitlyn Jenner on a Friday afternoon. I'm far more interested in Beyonce's recent concert.
Justice, did you see who opened for her?
No.
Okay, so DJ Khaled opened, and obviously she didn't tell anyone who, like, the opening act was, except for DJ Khaled's opening. Next minute, my boy DJ Khaled's bringing out Jay-Z, he's bringing out Lil Wayne, and now, as I said, she didn't tell anyone who's opening, so obviously you don't go for the opening act, because, like, they're a bit lower than the actual big act. So they're performing probably to, like, 2,000 people, and then Lil Wayne's on there, you got Future on there, who else? Even Jay-Z came out to perform. What a, she like 2,000 people.
She runs
people.
The world. Beyonce runs the world, hands down, is what it is. Just accept the fact that she runs the world and that she's going to continue to be successful for a long time. She's an amazing artist.
Some people say, and I'm glad Jono's here for this, some people say Beyonce is part of Illuminati.
I have heard that. Yeah, I've heard that her and Jay-Z are the head of the music side of the Illuminati. You know,
do you have any, proof?
No, I do not have proof. And also, all these conspiracy theories, although I, you know, listen to them, it doesn't necessarily mean I believe them. I'm just saying that is one of the bigger rumors out there, that Jay-Z is the head of the...
What conspiracy theory do you most believe in out of all the ones that you've heard?
I do...
That we would know about.
I honestly do believe that huge governments such as USA, Russia, cover up the fact that we have already made contact with extraterrestrial beings.
Careful, bro. I got a lot of people in Russia that listen to Relax, It's Flax.
Well,
can't be making assumptions like that.
What
Jono.
Do you think the aliens in that look like?
I don't know. I would imagine they, you know, you see, it's so difficult because from growing up as a kid, you see aliens on TV and you have a picture in your mind. But I really do think that we have made contact and they are covering it up.
Producer Kat, do you think aliens exist?
No.
Do you think John is an alien?
I think you're an alien.
Ooh, it backfired.
John's my friend.
Well, it is fascinating to me, though. I have never thought that politicians and governments are smart enough to have conspiracy theories, because it requires being really, really smart. But you never know.
Well, Hillary, didn't she come out the other day and say if she becomes president, she's going to let loose some of these classified documents?
Did she?
Yeah. She'll probably let loose the classified documents that have, how do you say, over exceeded their classified date, yeah, and they can now actually be revealed.
But there is so much stuff. So, for instance, when Barack Obama first became president in his first term, he literally went into a 3-day meeting where he was revealed all of the secrets of the U.S. government.
Really?
For yeah, 3 days, they were revealing secrets.
But that doesn't
to
mean
him.
Aliens.
And that doesn't mean he can remember everything he heard.
Okay, I don't get that argument. But okay. No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
Okay, this isn't a conspiracy, though. It's truth that a fifth of the planet's gold is hidden under London.
How crazy is that, eh? Let me just scroll down. Apparently, there is 5.134 tons of gold that is estimated at 172 billion pounds, which equals $248 billion. $248 billion under the Bank of England. How crazy is that? So, imagine $248 billion.
So someone buried the gold there.
No, it's there. It's in bank vaults and stuff. But they're still accessed by several three-foot-long keys, like old style. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's also a voice recognition system to get to the gold, and there's a few guards there and stuff like that. But imagine $248 billion, bro.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. Imagine, what would you do with $248 billion?
I would do nothing.
Your generation after generation after generation wouldn't have to do anything.
No, screw them. I don't these levels. I would go full balls to the wall with the private jets and the cool cars.
You can buy. I rate $248 billion. Do you rate you can buy Africa? Like just buy the entire African continent.
I mean, I don't
continent.
Know if you can buy the African continent.
Why?
Well, you can't buy something like that. I mean, if
you can buy an island,
if the resources that are on the African continent is way more than that, the natural resources. All right,
for $248 billion, you can basically buy whatever the hell you want.
I think I'd actually feel really overwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah.
A bank can't even contain that amount of money.
It's ridiculous.
Imagine going to like Standard Bank or Ned Bank and being I'd like to deposit $248 billion,
which
is probably like trillions of rand.
It's like everything.
Well, the thing is that money doesn't actually exist.
I know.
But so you could never actually draw it all out.
But say you ask them to keep it in physical form for you.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
It's a lot to think about. Speaking. It's crazy. Next time I'm in London, I'm definitely going to go and see if I can,
take a squiz. That would probably, this room we're sitting in right now, how rate you think it? I rate it's like probably 1, 2, 3, maybe 6 meters by like 12 meters, or did I just completely butcher
that? No, it's probably more like 10.
Like 6x4.
6x4.
And the roof, I'd say that's probably like 10 meters.
No.
Like less.
About 5.
5 meters. Okay, you could probably fill this entire room with 200 rand notes, just jam packed.
Oh no, definitely, easily.
Imagine that.
You'd need loads.
That.
Okay, I see you're getting very excited about this. Just calm down, it's not going to happen.
I want 248 billion dollars.
You weren't this excited about Drake's new album.
I was excited. Some songs are very dope. Some things I think are too slow. I like his previous albums that are fast paced. That's just the Drake I like, but obviously everyone's going to like a different version of Drake. Some are going to like the lover Drake. I like the angry Drake, the Bridge Over Troubled Water, Ice in My Muddy Water, Got Rich Off a Mixtape, Probably Shouldn't Be Driving, Just Got So Much Harder, Can't Even See Straight.
And that concludes Michael Flax's reality TV show.
Yeah, that's the Drake I take.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm the next hip-hop god.
I did want to find out today, because I saw on social media, AKA got a new ride, and everyone's getting new rides lately.
Oh, yeah, we want to get Prince Castillo on the phone to talk about AKA's new ride.
Prince apparently pimped out his ride.
Producer Kat, can you get Prince on the line?
Yeah, he's not answering.
Oh, Prince is AKA's good friend, and he pimped up his car.
It must be
last
so
time
sick.
AKA was here. What was it, a month or so ago? He had a new car then.
Yeah, and now he got a X6 M, but the 2016 model. I think it's such a dope car, and now that he's got his mate Prince to pimp it out, I think it's even doper.
Can be even cooler.
But I don't know if it's as cool as a Caspian vest Bentley though.
Nah,
I think I'd rather have a
Bentley. Bentley's an old man's car, bro.
No, Bentley's. Ugh. The way Casper drives,
old
it's
man's
like
car.
It's swag, I dig
I don't
it.
Know. Tell me about 50 Cent finding out he's got a kid.
Oh, how honestly insane is this story? So 50 Cent's at a concert and he's doing a meet and greet. So this kid comes
Surprise.
Up. This kid pays for a meet and greet. So he's standing next to 50 Cent crying and then tells 50 Cent that he's 50 Cent's son. 50 Cent doesn't even deny it. He goddamn knows what the mother looks like. He recognizes it and he admits, this is my son. The kid paid to go see his
father.
What
a way to meet your dad.
And tell him that you're my father. The kid's crying and 50 Cent tweets out a photo of the kid crying and goes, I don't know why you're crying. I got to pay your bills now.
No.
50 Cent digs a kid. It was just like sort of like a funny thing, like I'm accepting
That's
him
ridiculous.
Into my life.
Ridiculous, finding out you got a kid at a meet and greet.
The kid paid.
I really doubt he found out only then. Surely the mom had tried him in contact and, you know, get some alimony.
He looks exactly like 50 Cent.
50 Cent must have had sex with so many women at this point. It probably just levels.
No, but that's why I'm saying I doubt he only heard about this kid now.
No, he obviously probably thought he had another kid, but no one came forth. She probably only like recognized the kid's face matches 50's face or
something like that. That woman knows she slept with 50 and fell pregnant after 50.
Yeah, but why would she come forth now? Like if she came...
That's what I'm saying. 50's lying. She obviously could have had, knew about it
She
before.
Could have had life set with... what's that money that they pay when...
Alimony, yeah.
No.
Child support.
Child support. Yeah, she could have had life set... look at 50 Cent's other son. The baby mama was living in like a 4-story mansion, which burnt down, and then he got her another mansion.
But this is what I'm saying. Surely the mom contacted him, like, you know...
Apparently, she sent him an email after the meet and greet, just saying that the son's doing really well in school. He's so happy he finally got to meet his father.
It's ridiculous. Stuff.
She didn't ask for money, which I thought was outstanding.
It's not surprising, but it's ridiculous. You've got to now tell me about this Justin Bieber God comment. I didn't see anything about
it. Shit went pear last night. Justin Bieber Instagrams a photo of him lying in bed.
Let me go look.
And no, he's taking it down.
Oh, no.
He was so fed up with people overreacting.
What did they say?
The comment was like, and on the seventh day... on the seventh day, I rest. Like, that, he's lying in bed. God rested on the seventh day. Justin Bieber's resting on the seventh day. The seventh day is to chill.
Oh, but people now, thought he was saying he's God.
Yeah,
okay.
Everyone went freaking crazy.
But he did this on a Thursday.
Yeah, but
Jono. Doesn't he realize...
people are way too touched.
Yeah, what
Sorry,
the hell? Everyone's like, oh my God, Justin Bieber comparing himself to God. He was not freaking comparing himself
to
God.
Well, Kanye called himself God.
He shouldn't have taken it down, though.
He took it down, and then he posted up Instagram photos of the news articles which stated, like, Justin Bieber comparing himself to God, and he wrote a whole long thing, like, how you guys jump to conclusions, it's disgusting, I meant nothing bad by it, I meant only good, and I wasn't comparing myself to God.
Bullshit.
All this I was saying, I was resting just as God did on the seventh day.
Oh, that's nonsense. Okay, cool.
He went furious.
That's just people are dumb. We got time for one more story, Flax.
I found out today what the first ever text message was.
Oh, power. Let's guess. Now, Jono?
Geez, the first, I would imagine it said testing.
No.
As the engineers tested
I'd say yo, 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 yo.
Yeah, you would say.
It was done by a 22-year-old test engineer. His name is Neil Papworth. And this was done in 1992. You know the first text message was ever sent in 1992?
Crazy.
That's the year you were born.
He sent it to his college friend Richard Jarvis on the 3rd of December.
What did it say?
Merry Christmas.
Huh.
That will go down in history forever as the first text message ever sent.
It's crazy. You know what else is going to go down in history, though? Is this oak with the 6.3 billion rand from Vodacom. Yeah.
He must now track down who the first Please Call Me was ever sent to. That will be so cool. I think that would be
wild. That was a wild situation. Yeah, a lot of news coming out of the texting world at the moment.
Do you still get Please Call Me's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
with like internet and you now got free messenger apps and shit like that.
No, people still send them.
I use them regularly.
All right, let's get closing remarks. Jono?
Goodbye.
Okay. Flax?
Well, I'm happy it wasn't like Jono's last week comment.
Yeah, must I remind you?
No.
What did he say last week?
Go listen to the podcast from last week.
I told you guys to hurry the F up.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay.
Yeah, I stick by it.
Yeah, at least this week we can end like on a good note and no one swearing.
Yeah, Flex was pretty good today. He didn't rile me up. Normally he riles me up before.
I went for lunch today. I didn't really have time. I was out there. I went to this place. the menus were on iPads. How crazy is that?
That's very cool. Closing remarks.
Listen, it's a long weekend. It's actually Cliff Central's birthday weekend. We're actually turning two. So go on social media, wish Cliff Central a happy second birthday.
Yes, that's very, very exciting. And to keep up with you, Flax, is easy, right?
Oh, it's easy as going onto Twitter right now, typing in Michael Flax, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-F-L-A-X, and clicking follow. And then repeating that on Instagram, clicking follow, then heading over to your Snapchat and typing in Mike Flax and clicking follow, and then going on to Facebook and then typing in Michael Flax and pushing like page.
Power, there you go. And we'll get the final word from Katleo Mulai.
Don't do it.
Jeez, everyone's so mean at the end of my show. Oh, go have a lacquer long
guys,
weekend.
Guys, whose number is this? 072...
Don't read it out.
518...
Jono, don't read it out.
Wow, Jesus. What are they messaging you?
Sexual things.
52...
Why are you asking that?
No, it's just another way to hit Flax up if you really want to get hold of
him. Oh, you're giving out his number.
I think Jono just read out my number.
All right, that's this week's edition.
I left out two digits.
That's this week's edition of Relax. It's Flax, dude. Thanks for passing by.
Oh, no, you weren't meant to swear at the end.
Sorry.
We were trying not to swear.
Dude, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, it was awesome. Nick Hellman on CliffCentral.com.